At the Minnesota Ag Expo, I'm Mark Dornkamp, and I'm at the booth of the Minnesota FFA. With me is State President P.J. Arsvold. P.J., what's going on here at the Expo? I see a lot of people have come through already. What are some of the conversations that you've had with the attendees?
Yeah, I think one really cool opportunity we have here is Minnesota FFA is just engaging farmers and talking about their past experience in FFA. It's amazing to hear about state officers back in the day or people who won a state competition, went to national convention. Everyone has their own story, whether they're in FFA or just know of it or support it. So it's really just our job here to engage them and talk about those cool experiences.
How can those former members or just really anybody that is supportive of FFA show that support, maybe financially?
Financially, one of the biggest things is contact the Minnesota FFA Foundation, whether it's going to mnffafoundation.org, and just looking at the different opportunities to sponsor scholarships, programs, and then also contacting a local chapter and seeing if there's ways to sponsor them, or even bring out like a farm tour would be another great opportunity.
What's on your calendar later this year? As the president, we're just into 2016. What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, right now our team is really busy preparing for our state convention, April 24th through 26th at the University of Minnesota. That's kind of the pinnacle and the finale of our year. So right now we're just gearing up for that, as well as visiting some chapters and some different programs around the state.
You had the Peterson brothers there last year. Can you tell us any specifics on what's ahead in the spring?
We got an exciting speaker coming in. I can't release it yet because it isn't publicly known. But we have a lot of fun programs, a lot of fun and excitement happening, whether it's contests, whether it's speakers, whether it's just sessions or our state band and choir. So we're pumped and we're excited for all that to come.
What have been some of the highlights for you in the last few months as president?
Our team just got back from the country of South Africa as part of an experience for state officers from around the country. So 74 of us traveled over there and got a chance to learn about the agriculture there, talk to the people as well as the culture. And I think I speak for everyone who went on that experience, and it was truly life-changing and just one that I think none of us will ever forget.
I've read some stories recently about potential opportunities in South Africa for U.S. agriculture. It sounds like there's a lot of potential there, but maybe they're a little bit behind right now. What did you see?
I think one of the biggest takeaways that we got was that countries like South Africa are not actually that far behind us. A lot of what they're doing is really advanced, and it was really cool to see what they have for ideas and what we have for ideas. I would agree there's a lot of opportunities for partnerships with American agriculture and South African agriculture. I know the United States government's working through some of that stuff right now, but a lot of exciting potential there.
So the ag landscape there, does it look a lot different than the corn and soybean fields you see in Minnesota?
Yes, very different. We saw one, they call it maize, but corn farm. Other than that, a lot of mango farms, citrus. We visited a crocodile farm, but then also some beef and dairy. So some good home stuff, too.
How many crocodiles do they have on the farm?
A few thousand. So incredible to watch and watch them feed it with dead chickens and just insane. So
did they tell you about what the end use is for that? I mean, certainly the meat for consumers, but how else do they use maybe some byproducts from the animal?
Yeah, they use a lot of the teeth for jewelry and different apparel. The hides they use for belts and jackets and all sorts of crocodile. And then obviously the meat. We got to try a little bit of crocodile meat over there. And it was good. So
good. That certainly would be a highlight. PJ, I really appreciate the time. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
With PJ Arsvold, the president of the Minnesota FFA Association, I'm Mark Dornkamp at the Minnesota Ag Expo on Brownfield.